Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of consciousness and how we're moving into a new time, where we're opening up new timelines, we're discovering new possibilities. And that's why I'm talking today to Emily Joy Harris, who's someone who's sort of new to the field in a sense, but has been doing a lot of work for many lifetimes and is a really an awakened consciousness and has a lot of new exciting information about where we're at in our evolution, our awakening, I would say, as a planetary civilization. So hi, Emily, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm interested in the vision that you have. You have a big picture. I mean, you're pretty young, but you're very evolved, and that's always so surprising when people come in with this awakened. Can you talk about how you see the dimensions and, you know, the whole field of the psyche and the interactions? Like, talk about the levels of existence that we are on now.
Yes. Okay. So, well, obviously we are on a planet that is ascending into the fifth dimensional realms and going and arcing into higher frequencies every day. And we're really speeding up here. But you know, in this current dimensional reality, the third dimensional matrix, it's like there is an availability to be locked into that aspect or to raise above it. And the way that it's working, the way that I see it, is that we have so much potential and there's no set, like the timeline is set. But like I said, I had told you before that we don't have a full idea, like a full vision of the future. We only have these few timelines that we're kind of looking into and choosing right now. Like, as a collective, we're actually choosing these timelines. And there are those who will stay primarily connected into the matrix, and then those who will shift higher and literally will be living in a different dimensional frequency but still on the planet.
How do we shift? Can you talk about the idea of timelines? How do we, are there personal timelines too? I mean, there's planetary timelines, but could I take a personal timeline shift and jump to a whole different set of circumstances that I could exist in?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody has multiple timelines, and we're actually connected into ancient timelines as well, all of us, depending on our ancestral lineage. So that's why there are negative timelines and positive timelines, and each person has about three primary ones. So like if you are a clairvoyant and you're looking into somebody's like future, you will see the strongest potential, and it's one, and then there's two right next to it depending on the free will choices. So yes, at any point you can shift out of any reality and collapse out any timelines and shift into the next one.
How do I do that? Let's say I have some timeline karma with someone. You know, where we've created a timeline that's just between us, which is sort of karmic in a way. How do I shift out of that and to make it something different or better or special?
Right. So that would be like the soul binds and the soul contracts that are coming through the timelines. You would have to trace back your soul connection with them and find the previous trauma that connected you guys into a karmic timeline, because karmic timelines don't exist without previous past life trauma with that person. So you, and how do you do it? It's like, basically, you have to be visual and you have to be feeling. So you have to really feel into the essence, like, you know, the core distortion, because if there's like a karmic situation, you're going to feel into that energy, and then you're going to start tracing it and feeling it and opening opening up your visuals and, you know, the Akashic, and really trying to locate, okay, where's that trauma? How can I go into that and collapse it out? And how you collapse it out is full presence, just full presence. And you know what I mean?
Showing up, feeling everything, allowing yourself to feel what it is that, that the lesson of those spiritual contracts have brought you to understand. Right?
Exactly. And you can't always, and that's the thing, is it's like, we don't always want to shift out of them because exactly, they're essential to our soul evolution. So sometimes we have to go through the absolute most painful, intense karmic situations because we kind of signed up for it and we contracted. So you can only really clear contracts through some really intense work. You would have to kind of like shift it out for something else, in my opinion, on one level.
But isn't that why we've, we're here to break all those contracts, because that's just the past in a way, right? We're here to shift timelines and make us the best we can possibly be. But you're saying we have to learn the lesson as well.
Exactly. But I do agree that now we're able to collapse out basically anything that we don't want. So it's basically now becoming a sovereign personal choice instead of, oh, well, you're connected into all this stuff and here's all your karma, like it was in the past lives. Like you're saying, this lifetime is the game is changing. We have a total shift in infinite possibilities in terms of like we can change absolutely everything, and we're not tied into these laws and these binds the same way.
Right. So how could someone shift their timeline for having more money or more, you know, better relationships? Is that part of the timeline shift that people have?
More. Yes, you can do that, because you have your highest potential energies. But this is the thing about like abundance or love or things like that. That's more through the templates. So we all have these energetic blueprints that we inherit or that we come through with. And one could be based on like a poverty consciousness or an energy of like total lack because, you know, maybe we're coming in from some really bad war and famine or something. So it's like cellular, it's in the DNA. And so we are only able to attract this, I would say, you know, that lack mirror, that mirror of not having, of struggling, of suffering. So it would really be going into the template and taking that down and replacing it. So like reactivating with a higher template that comes in with all this abundance and all this like flow of energy.
How do we do that? How do we bring in the new template?
Yeah, and this is really important. The templates are essential because I find them to be like, if you can change the infrastructure of these templates to your system, then you can literally manifest and create the highest levels of like anything you want, like the highest level soul connection, like twin flame, etc. So how you do it is you kind of have to, it's another feeling process where you feel into that. Templates are like, they show up in all sorts of different ways, but they're anchored in the field in a way that it's like almost like this energetic program. You can see it and you'll see how it can be like dark and distorted, and it can have all this distortion in it. And so you go through that and you tune in, and you can feel like your mother's energy, your father's energy, or you can even feel into energies like maybe in a past life, you know, something that this trauma had happened and then you're taking it in, or you had done a vow of poverty, you know, for some type of religious reason in the past. So you can go into the template, pull it down. So you just basically clear it out of the system, and then you open up for your like Arcturian or Pleiadian or Lyrian, any of your guides, they can kind of come through and they'll download you with new ones. They're very, very helpful with that, especially the Arcturians.
Well, we should take you and do workshops around the country with this. This is very exciting.
So, it's incredible because you can download anything that you want into these templates, anything.
Let's
like
do,
a gift, a power, a talent. Mm-hmm.
Let's do some template workshops around the country. I think that's really exciting. So talk about the ET influence. I mean, how many different races are there? And I guess dimensions of those races. I mean, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dimensional Pleiadians. Do you have to get a, do you have to, do you want to take a break for a
no.
second?
Oh, okay. No, it's okay. My My daughter's actually being watched
Oh,
right
okay.
now, so
Okay.
I was just hearing her. So I was like, oh, okay, no, she's fine. She's being babysat. So
Okay.
anyways,
Talk about the ET stuff, yes. Like, how
yeah.
many different races are there? I mean,
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot, but the ones that are in contact with us and the like, good and bad, the ones that are, because this is something everyone has to understand. In all races, there are the good ones, and then there are those who do not feel a connection to the human beings, and they don't have an empathetic connection to us. They just look at us a certain way. So, like, kind of like objectify us, a food source, energy source, slavery as energy. So, with the like Arcturians, Pleiadians, Lyrians, and like the Blue Avians, and then a lot of the like Melchizedek races, the Aquafarian races. Oh man, there's so many, and these are all ones who are going up into very high dimensional realms and absolutely love us. And they're just like, and we all have these huge teams. Every person, when you tune in, they'll have this team of ETs, of these kind of, different races, these different beings. And I find a lot of people come through with like Pleiadian essence and Lyrian and Arcturian. So those are the three that I connect into the most. And did you want me to talk about the negative races?
Yes, talk about the negative races, but let's also talk about, first of all, do you see these beings? Do they appear physically to you?
Yes.
They do.
Yes, and I can hear yes, and I can hear them fit I can hear them as well. So they're very gosh, you can feel them so strongly, and they have great personalities, great senses of humor, and they talk in all sorts of different ways. Like they use a lot of light language, and they'll download. Like they use downloads. So like, they'll just download you. Like if a Lyrian technician comes into your field, for instance, he will just download you with all this kind of technical information and update your whole brain and your whole like central nervous system, and he'll like connect you into this like amazing grid and just start updating you. So that's how they do it. I find that they come in, download, and update through the system. And sometimes you can just see, I see them, and they just have this closeness. Like they're very close and intimate in an emotional way.
What about the negative ones you're saying? The negative ETs?
The negative ones?
Yes.
Yeah, so with a negative alien, because there's the negative alien agenda, which is the NAA is what I call it, and they have created a nihilistic death culture on planet Earth, where we're basically feeding into death programs constantly, and we do not have in victim consciousness, and that's kind of their whole thing. And so these races, reptilians, draconians, archons, and the Anunnaki are the ones, the originators of a lot of these negative templates. Like we have the sexual misery template, which comes in with sexual slavery, pedophilia, really negative, low frequencies.
These are templates that people have as an aspect of their overall energetic body, and they can have part,
Yes.
and they
So
can,
like you
yeah.
can.
No, I'm just saying they can have
Yeah, so
parts
you
of
can
them,
come in.
or yes. Say that again. Go ahead.
You can come in with the sexual misery template, or for instance, the slavery template, and be just it's like you're this magnetic kind of attraction for that anything that would exploit you on a sexual level or exploit you as a human being to create any type of like consenting slave out of you. So yeah, people need to break these templates
How
because
would they break these templates if they don't even know that the template, but how would they do it?
I know. Well, it takes work. It's being able to sense it, feel it, purge it out, because these templates can be purged. Like for instance, you can tune into, if you can get to the core of like, for instance, say that you have an emotional trauma, like your father was a narcissist. You can tune into that narcissistic energy and that core wound, and say that it's through the throat. Say that your self-expression was hijacked by this narcissistic template, and then you were created to have a codependent energy because of that. That template would be stuck in your throat because that's where it's clogged, and that's where the energy is coming from the most. So it's really where you're most traumatized, where these templates kind of set themselves up, like these little grids, because they're kind of like, it's like a learned program. It's a belief. It's an energy, you see? Right. So it's, you can take it down just by identifying the pain. So really, it's almost like you could do shadow work to clear it. But field work, what I do, it's very technical. So I can go in and I can completely drop and like collapse these out on every level. So really, it would be about activating people's template work so that we can start helping each other do this.
You do this for people, you're saying. This is what you call field work, where you drop into their energetic field and you help extract the negative energies that are causing them misery.
Yes. This is what I do. I can go into, because there's a lot more to it. Because if you think about it this way, going back into the negative races of the alien agenda, they are running programs on us. And they have these counterfeit energies that represent like the satanic feminine and the satanic masculine. So it's like the dark aspects, and there's the counterfeit energy, and they're running these programs through the templates. They're running them through our core wounds so that we have this kind of AI, like this really fake, you know, layer stuck within us. And then we're acting out in all these weird ways. So really no human being ever really does anything to hurt another human being. It's more of like they get hijacked and they get possessed. So the actual human race isn't inherently like evil. It's these energies coming through.
Can we purge it from the whole human race so there's no more suffering? Is it possible to do that?
Well, right now we are, they are trying to collapse the grids that we have built. So all of the awakened light workers, those who are conscious, we've been working for a very long time to create these new earth grids. And they're coming in to try to collapse these. And that's why they're creating all of the physical disasters here on planet Earth, is because they're trying to get everyone into survival mode so that we can't do the mission work that we're meant to do. So in terms of purging it out, it's like a spiritual warfare. And it's about clearing ourselves and connecting into the new earth grid so much that we're actually untouchable, because that's how you get untouchable, is by connecting into the new earth grids. If you're still on the old grids, then you are in you can be in physical danger through these natural disasters and through this manipulation and these programs.
Right. Okay? So how do we connect to the new earth grid? I mean, what do we need to do?
Right. So we have to basically, anything that connects us into the matrix, which would be the counterfeit feminines. So we have to purge any of the reptilian or satanic feminine, which is all the old programs of, you know, low self-worth, sexual exploitation, only being valued for what you look like, energies of, you know, total ego, anything that's based in that one dimensional energy of image and what something appears to be is kind of a trap. So we want to disconnect, clear the templates, clear the timelines, heal the core wounds, and clear any type of the traumas coming through the ancestral timeline. So that's ancestral miasma. And then we fully connect into new earth grids, because the frequency is so high that it's almost like as we do this, we connect into it naturally. It's but a very natural process.
Right, but how do we clear the miasms of the old behaviors, the old grids? I mean, what do we need to do? Or do you do that for people, actually?
Yeah. As I do it, really what it's about is, and I have nothing against, you know, there's so many healing modalities, but like, you know, we have the Reiki healers, we have this idea, you know, we put energy into people, but we need the real healing here. We need the ancient techniques. We need to do the grid work, the field work, the, you know what I mean? It's like the planetary work needs to be done. So we need to be awakening the healers, the ones who can do this timeline work and the template work, which we have a lot of them, but I feel like in the new age, I do feel like there's a lot of corruption and it's very hijacked with a false love and light template, because that's what it is.
Oh, there's a false love and light template. That's really interesting. Yes, I think.
Oh, that That one has totally infiltrated the new age, because it's like this. As much as I wish this wasn't true, it's not all light and love. That's just not the truth.
Right.
And it's just not. And so, you know, and so with that, anybody who's trying to force themselves to be in unconditional love isn't in reality. And that's the main.
So the false
are very real.
The false love and life have hijacked the kind of emerging consciousness, because it kind of is blocks people from seeing the total reality, for one thing, right?
Exactly. And it comes with all these weird belief systems, like, oh, what you're thinking is what you're creating, and all this stuff. And the law of attraction's real, but it works on so many different levels. To say, like, you know, it comes in with this energy of it's just not authentic, it's not real, because we have these polarized aspects that we do have to honor, and we have to come through with in our, you know, in that's another thing, is the victim consciousness being, you know, I'm triggered and I'm hurt by this and that, and always being offended and hurt by things, like, and be loving, don't be mean, be loving, like that whole program. There's things where then it distorts being authentic and speaking divine truth, you know, because divine truth isn't always this like beautiful thing. Sometimes it's you know, a hard pill to swallow. So.
Right. But then what is the pure state of the human being? It's not to be victim or not to be triggered, but then also the hard pill is also coming from a reaction of defense, right? I mean, where do we stand as in our natural state as beings, I guess I'm saying?
Yeah, as a natural state, human beings are, we love each other. We love connecting. We love talking. We love being intimate and vulnerable. And we love each other. We really do. And then there are the false programs. There's being possessed, there's being infiltrated, and then there's the matrix and the death culture. But outside of that, the actual human being is all about coming here on planet Earth and anchoring. We're like these, like, we're kind of like a library. We all hold this different, like, we're all a different book that has all this beautiful sacred information in it. And so, yeah, the natural state is really just kind of coming here and anchoring all this, and downloading all these new energies and upgrading and uplifting, the planet. But, you know, it's so difficult when we have so many challenges. It's like we're constantly being thrown, you know, another thing that we have to deal with. So,
well, people don't even know who they really are. They may think they're very spiritual, but there's all these programs running them to make them act strange or have prejudices, or, you know, think they're even more evolved than they really are, you know, and so.
Exactly. Those are the false ascension grids and the false love and light. Yeah, those things, because the false light matrix is very real, and it comes through with angelics who are really demonics and ascended masters who are really demonics. And because the
well, how do people know, though? What's a test? Yeah, sorry. What's a test so people know if it's real or not?
Yeah, it's like this. False light feels, it has a feeling to it. It's like an airy feeling. It's very airy. And so it's like, say you're getting healing with this false light, you know, or say that an angel is coming through and you're feeling it and it's talking to you. There will be this thing where things start, like, you'll notice that no matter what, you're not feeling truly happy and fulfilled. Like, there's never a point where you're getting a real breakthrough. It's like, you almost just keep cycling through this, like, energy and these energies. And, you know, oh, like this update and this upliftment and all this information, but it's not really like, it's not getting you anywhere. You're not shifting. You're not noticing, like, you're not healing. So that's false light, but it brings with this other thing that comes in. It's like, be loving. Oh, always be loving, be loving. Oh, it's all about light and love. And that's just, you want to clear that completely. If you're in that energy, clear that out and go for something, you know, more real. More,
like, it's okay to be angry if you're getting angry, not to be stuck in anger.
Exactly.
It's okay to feel sad if there's something to be sad about. I mean, these other emotions are okay if they're not indulged, you know, if they are allowed to.
Exactly. As long as you're not abusing people and, you know, lashing out on people. But even then,
even if you are doing that, you're being taken over, though, if you are being abusive or something. That's like the demonic forces, I would say, that are using.
Exactly. You're right, because you know, naturally, we have to find good coping skills. How do you cope? How do you move energy through your emotional body and process it in a way that's really beautiful and heartfelt and honest and real? And that could be anger, it could be rage, it could be whatever it has to be, but there's a way to process it and clean it out of your system so much that you don't even connect into that type of a trigger or even becoming that angry or like reaching that level. Cause like that level, you know, the higher the level, the deeper, you know, the trauma. So,
right. I mean, the way you're talking about reality is so complex and nuanced and detailed. It's so much more sophisticated and just complicated than most people think, you know?
Exactly. But these are the new earth grids, and this is the information, is they're very technical and they're very precise and specific, and they are very much so in these higher divine masculine realms with this beautiful intellect, very intellectual, but the emotional process is so different because the old earth is about, it's about feeding a dark hole that will never be fed and will never be satiated. And that's the whole thing about these beings, is that they will never fulfill that gaping hole inside of them. And they are absolutely mentally unstable. They have like a psychosis, like these Anunnaki and stuff. They're like psychotic. They have like a mental problem.
They want, but they know they feed off fear and energy and anger and, you know, all those negative emotions that feeds them. Right. I mean, that's why they're doing this.
Yes. That's why they look at us like their food source, and they don't have any type of an empathetic connection to us because they have to feed off of it in order to survive, to actually survive. They
really
have to have us. Yes, they need us because well, without us, they're not getting the trauma that sustains them. And unfortunately, I'm going to be honest, also the blood that sustains them and everything else that they're doing to human beings, you know, hijacking them, putting programs and different type of implantations in them. And, you know, it's all crazy, but, you know, that's their mental psychosis, and they need us to feed and to survive because they can't ascend.
They can't ascend. So all they can do is survive. There's no destiny for them, you're saying.
Exactly. It's all about survival.
But they have ahead. No, what were you going to say? That's why it's
well. Saying, and that's why they're so callous and heartless, is because they absolutely have to survive. It's about life and death.
But do they have a soul? Are they souled, ensouled beings, like with a another level beyond that? They
mostly come from the hell realms. So there are the lower hell realms that have the demonics and the archons and all that. So they have their own realms where they're king and they're the ones, you know, who they own the place and whatever. And I would say that they can exist there and that they are powerful, but like in terms of a soul, I do feel that, I feel like they had an opportunity. I feel like some of them have the opportunity to possibly ascend, but I'm not getting, when I tune in, I'm not getting like a soul energy that ascends or that connects in with God. I don't actually feel like they have a connection.
Right.
With
so
prime
don't,
creator.
Don't
like, think, I feel like they just don't
want. They just don't want to do that. But doesn't the new grid protect the earth population, the human from those negative forces? Isn't that what the new grid's all about?
Yes, those who are on it, those who are connecting into it, will be protected. Yes, because Mother Earth, she knows everybody. She knows our name, she knows who we are, she knows what we do. She's aware. So she will do what it takes to protect us. And it's not like, oh, you're not on the New Earth grid, so you're not being protected. It's not that type of mentality. It's more of like, there are those doing the work, and then there are those who are not. And that's the difference. And could a spiritual person who's on the grid be physically, like, could they die? Probably. But it would probably be of something more natural in their soul contract versus, like, some type of natural disaster killing them. Just because they're connecting into an energy, it's almost like it just puts a bubble of protection over you. It really does, because it's a different reality completely.
So by tapping into the Earth grid, we are in harmony with the Earth forces, the new Earth grid. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And the new Earth energies they can't be tapped into. It's impossible. They can't
to be tampered, to be destroyed, you're saying.
Yeah. Not at all. Not no possible way in a million years. So that's why the old ones are collapsing out. And as we're connecting into the new ones, our reality, what we're seeing, what we're perceiving, is going to be different than and what others over in the third dimension are going to be experiencing.
How was it allowed to happen in the first place that it was invaded like that? I mean,
as in the planet?
Yeah, how was the original grid was pure, you know, the Garden of Eden, whatever you want to call it. And how was it able to be tampered with by these extraterrestrials? How did they come into it? I mean, was there a purpose for in the human psyche and our evolution for allowing that to happen?
Yeah, it was, you know, the main thing that it was that these beings have actually donated to our DNA and to our system and to help create the human. And they're very, if you have to talk to
somebody. No, that's good. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they kind of fought for this planet. The Anu came here. The Anu came here along with a lot of the other races who showed up, and it's kind of like they just took over in a way that was like they came in with an idea and a plan, and like, okay, we want this planet, we want this race to ourselves. It's like they felt like they owned us, they wanted us. It's almost like, you know, because you can imagine looking at the Earth and the human race, it's a very interesting, we're a very interesting race.
I see.
You know,
I'm just getting that. So by manipulating our DNA, they connected us to their grids in a sense. So
yes. We had a 12-stranded DNA.
So we're reactivating the 12-strand, building a new grid based on the new genetics.
Spot on, exactly. And that's what we're doing right now. And that's why you're going to start seeing healers here on planet Earth who can literally touch people and heal them. It's going to be very real. But at the same time, you are going to see the scariest and worst destruction that you've ever seen. And that's just the way it is. We're going to see the new Earth, and then we're going to see the old Earth collapse and become totally infiltrated and enslaved. So that's our job, to help as many people as we can. Just getting this information out now, like being honest about that and not like, oh, we're all okay, it's all going to be okay. The worst thing that can happen is they can take our physical body. They can kill us. Okay. But beyond that, we want to make sure that we're not connected to any type of cycle that would cycle us back here and any type of enslavement.
To the old grid. Okay? To the old grid. We don't want that. Yes.
Exactly. You don't want to be interconnected to it in any way, because it's so dark. It's so corrupted. It's so evil. It's terrible. And it's like I'm done with that grid. I want nothing to do with it. I don't perceive it. I don't see it. I can look around on the Earth, and I'll be honest, I am seeing the collapse of these grids coming in through Southern California, and then I would say even going over into the energies of the East. So we're going to see a lot of this collapse.
Well, you mean the hurricanes and the fires, the hurricanes in the East and the fires in the West. Is that part of the natural cycle of upgrade that we're going through?
Yeah, unfortunately, those are all bioengineered. It's all this big test and experiment. Think about it.
You're saying the hurricanes were bioengineered by the secret governments?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And
So those were not natural, unfortunately. Yeah. So they targeted Houston. They targeted all the areas that happened. And it was all target the whole thing, because that's how it is.
but
That's
that's the
how they
old
do it. That's how
grid.
they've
Those are
always
the
done it.
but those are the people attached to the old grid are doing that. But it's
Exactly.
affecting the
Exactly.
earth itself, though. That's like the strange
I
thing.
know.
So
It is strange. It's strange, but that's on one level. And yes, there's a ripple effect, but on the other levels, it's a totally new earth. It really is.
how do we get to those other levels? How do we get off the old grids and then totally live, I guess, of being pure in our hearts and or having integrity or compassion.
Being pure, being real, like that means being real, real. I'm not talking about sugar coating and love and light. I'm talking about the real deal, like saying, okay, this is what I'm sensing, this is what I'm seeing. When I talk to people, I say, this is what's going on, and this is what we need to do. I create a solution, a mathematical solution. So this is what we have to do, is we have to create solutions to this problem. But guess what? Every person is responsible for themselves to get themselves here. And we are going to be awakening so many healers that are going to be helping, but you need to do the work. You need to get on out of the old infiltration. And that has anything to do with anything toxic, anything worshiping victimhood. So there's a lot of the programs that play out in liberalism, for instance, being a liberal. And I'm gonna use an example, because I'm gonna be very honest in this interview. Okay. And this is gonna be an not everyone's gonna like this, okay? But I'm
That's okay. Let's go
gonna
for
say,
it.
yeah. Okay. Say that, in the liberal idea, and then in the conservative, we have some corruption going on that creates this collective idea that it's okay to do certain things. Like, feminine empowerment means that abortion is okay. But guess what? Say that you have an abortion, and I'm gonna be open about this. I've had one. I have. So I'm not condemning anybody and I'm not judging anybody. But what happens is you connect into a grid where that abortion energy is sacrificial and it's feeding, and you tie yourself into that karmic energy and it cycles back onto you. So if in liberalism, feminine empowerment means having an abortion or my body, my choice, all of these things, you have to really look into those programs. Like, okay, since the earth records absolutely everything that happens, because the earth, like, someone does something evil, that is recorded into the earth. Nothing, nobody like gets away with stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get away with things. And that energy cycles back, whether it's in this lifetime, the next lifetime, or in the death cycle, it's going to happen. So you have to be conscious of the energies that you're tying yourself into through ideas that might seem more about love and more liberal and more open and more peaceful, and actually be hijacking you and creating distortion through your energy, just like feminism does, just like abortion does, just like these energies coming through the feminine. Be careful of what you call liberating
But
and
what if you
empowering.
do have an abortion? What do you do to free yourself from the cycle? I know it's not a good thing. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's I feel responsible for someone having had an abortion, and that wasn't pleasant. But how do you free yourself from that cycle?
Yeah, that's clearing yourself from that grid and making peace with that energy and saying, hey, I am responsible. If I get pregnant, I am responsible. If I get somebody else pregnant, I am responsible. Taking full responsibility for what you do instead of pretending like it's just not, this is just not for me,
No, but
light and
what do you
love, I'll have
do
an abortion,
after?
I forgive
But
myself.
what do you do about having had an abortion? What? How do you deal with that karma?
What
Well,
I did
or for someone to
was,
free themselves from that cycle of, yeah. What did you do? Yes.
yeah, what I did was I, in front of God, as in prime creator, which of course, we know that we're not being specifically judged, but we know that these laws are very real and they're playing out. What you should do is you should relax. And before prime creator, your prime connection to source God through your heart, through your body, to say, I am responsible for the decision that I made to choose to have an abortion, and I am taking full responsibility, and I am allowing the consequences of that to come through. So it's really about accepting the consequences, accepting the responsibility.
What kind of
and
consequences?
That's how you transmute the energy.
But what kind of consequences are you saying about that? What are the
consequences? Well, with that specifically, well, you're connecting into the satanic feminine grids with abortion because it's a sacrifice to Moloch, the demon. So you would be connected into the satanic feminine, and then that energy would corrupt and infect your feminine energy, making your inner alchemy not balanced and then creating distortions in your feminine energy. So what could happen is, say you had the abortion, you could then go on to experience an energy where somebody comes into your life and does something really devastating to you because you're so locked into that energy of, because it's a death frequency, and those energies of like going into a woman's womb, a very sacred, safe space, and doing that to the baby, no matter whether the baby is a week or 3 months, it doesn't matter. What you're doing is you're infiltrating a sacred space and you're marking it with an energy. So it's really about all pain and all trauma, the deepest, darkest, scariest stuff with the scariest grids can be healed and transmuted through full responsibility and accepting, this is what I've done. I'm ready to face the consequences.
And the consequences would be what, though, that people would face? Like, what are the consequences?
Well, let me see.
When you faced it, you took your responsibility and you said that, and then you freed yourself from the negative feminine dark energies by taking responsibility. So the consequences that you faced were what? I mean, when you did that.
Well, for me personally, they were really bad. I got physically sick. I got, and I got very mentally unstable as well, because having an abortion, women don't understand the effects on the feminine energy. Cause like I said, society promotes it like it's some type of empowering thing to do. And, for me, I had chronic depression and I got sick. I got bit by a tick actually, and I ended up getting Lyme's disease in my body, and it mostly infiltrated my thyroid and my sexual organs. So it really attacked my feminine organs, and that was that attack. That was that energy of the abortion coming back onto me. And luckily I healed and I purged it, because I want to make another point. There's nothing that can't be healed.
That's
there's
good.
Nothing
yes.
That can't be healed. Yeah, and there's nothing, and it, just because you did that doesn't mean that, oh, get ready for some scary karma. What it means is like this. If I choose something, then I better choose to be ready for whatever comes through from that. You know what I mean? It's like just being conscious, just being aware, but at the same time knowing that the compassion, passion and the love, there's an energy that can transmute, like I said, the darkest of the dark and bring it to the light. So everyone needs to take responsibility, get out of the victim consciousness. Don't blame anybody else. If you've done anything, even if someone pressured you to do it, don't blame other people, because you're creating distortion. Always take responsibility for whatever happens to you, no matter what, unless you need to blame as you're purging, because a part of purging out pain, we do sometimes have to blame people, especially if they did something to hurt us. So yeah.
Right. No, it's amazing how much you know. For you're 25 years old, right?
Yeah, just turned on the 11th.
And you're incredible. You have a huge, vast cosmology and understanding of the levels of reality most people don't achieve in lifetimes. How did you get so wise, knowledgeable, in touch with all this?
Well, that would be my grandmother Pleiadian essence, as well as the group of Arcturians that I work with, my star seed. I basically agreed to come in with wisdom. Like, primarily I have wisdom. So I don't come through with like the fourth density of unconditional love as much as I come through with like wisdom and being incredibly technical and specific in order to explain these things in a way that's like, people just get it. They're like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, I understand. You know, getting all the drama out of it and just being very straightforward. I started awakening when I was 13. I was 13 years old and I knew I felt something different. And really, when I was 17, though, is when I started studying and reading and like listening to channeled books. And, I told you I listened to the two audiobooks of the Barbara Marciniak, before. She's kind of weird now when we don't really like her work now, but we agreed that her past stuff was interesting, right?
Yeah, no, I love the Pleiadians. I did. Yeah, when they came out, they were great. So that helped open these, because it's like different connections in your brains are open to the higher grids, the interplanetary galactic grids is what you're really seeing connected to off the Earth plane.
Yes.
That's you're sort of
Yes,
a
exactly. Like my
galactic.
third, yeah, like my third eye is like blown open. It's blown open and then I'm updated and my brain, my physical brain is merged together completely. So I don't have like oh, my left and right brain. Like my brain is like my brain. It's just together and it's like supercharged. And that's how we all should be though. That's what
Well,
we all need to get to. It's that merge, that hierogamical union.
right. Well, you're an evolution. I'm excited that you're doing this work, and I'm really happy to discover you. I want to bring you to New York to give lectures about all this, because
Yes, I would
what?
love that. I'm open to whoever needs help speaking about this, talking about this, bringing this out, especially with you. I would love to. So thank you
Okay.
so much.
And Sedona, we'll go to Sedona too. I think that's a great place. They're really open to this
Yes,
kind of
and
now.
Sedona, exactly.
So
Yes,
let's think about
absolutely.
that. But just to
Okay.
sort of wrap up this first interview, because I know you have to go soon.
I was going
Let's
to say, yeah, it's just time for me to go.
I know. Just give us a little piece of what the future, as you see with your blown open third eye, what we're heading into now in the next couple of months, or as this year unfolds
Absolutely.
up. Yes.
Okay, yeah. And sorry about my heavy breathing. I have to breathe really
No,
intensely
that's
when I'm
fine.
talking.
No, do it. Do whatever you need to do.
Okay. The way that I feel it and see it is that, I'll be honest, I'm seeing a lot of collapsing. I'm seeing it also. What we're going to get is we're going to get a lot of, we will get times of peace coming up here. So don't think every week it's going to be like this. Like sometimes I'm getting, we'll go 3 weeks and things will feel good and blissful, and we'll be seeing the changes and we'll be seeing these activations, these upgrades to the new Earth grids. But then I'm seeing a lot of, man, it's going to be very interesting to see what they pull out. A lot of disasters, a lot of violence, and like when it comes to people shooting places up, people doing violent things, a lot of pushing. There's going to be a lot of like agenda work, like in the media. So you're going to see them pushing a lot of interesting stories coming out with different stuff constantly. So there's going to be so much infiltration.
Is that the reason that'll keep us in fear and stop our freedom
It
from evolve?
does.
But we have to know that it's still we're still ascending in a sense and towards the grids.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's nothing to be afraid of. 'Cause like I said, even death, like physical death isn't death. It's just an experience. Like there's nothing to be afraid of. Like even that, like survival and the grids and all this scary stuff and it's collapsing. Oh my God. It's nothing to fear. It's like this. Say that there's a big earthquake and me and 100 people over here die. Well, guess what? That's totally fine. You know what I mean? Because it's
Well, you're
just
just saying
raw
for
meat.
there's never a
So
reason to go into
really,
fear, is really what you're saying. There's never.
no, never. No, it's hilarious. That's what I'm saying. Even if there's a mass shooting or there's a huge earthquake coming, or they're gonna push all these stories, they're gonna try to do, all these types of political agendas. Like George Soros, for instance, I feel like he's getting ready to do something really evil and weird, like he's always doing. So be really conscious of these elitists who are backing and funding these political agendas because they are extremely dark. Okay, so
So what
that's
we can
really
do is just not feed the fear. Is that our best thing that
don't
we?
be don't Don't feed the fear, even do not feed the fear, but just listen to your guidance. What does your guidance tell you? What does your higher mind say? Does it say, leave this area, or, you know, go over here, or do this, or do that, open this up? Just listen, because everybody is cared about and loved, and you know what I mean, and supported. But if you feel abandoned, if you're feeding being abandoned and hated and rejected and victimized, then you're going to experience that. So wow, that's the main thing. Take responsibility.
Well, yeah, thank you. I want to do more in this because we barely touched the surface, yes, of what you're tapped into. I want to get more into
it. I was going to say, there's so much to talk about. Okay. It's crazy. There's so much. I have so much info. So, all right. Well, it was great talking.
What's your website? How do people get in touch with you? Your website?
Okay. Well, my website right now is being revamped, but
how can people get
really
it? But you do readings. So how could people find you?
Yeah, I do readings. So my email is Emily period Harris 2222 at gmail.com. So go ahead and email me. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
God bless you.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for today. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities here on BBS Radio. Thank you for listening. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Look at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/newrealities. Also, these shows are podcasts on iTunes as well and also archived on BBS Radio. Thank you for listening. Good night.